Hey, look what I got, Jonathan, huh? Huh? What the world needs now is gloves, sweet gloves.
Julian, looks a little old and used.
That's right, Angel. I broke it in good, you know. I oiled it, I strapped a ball in it, and I put it under my spare tire for 3 whole days.
Thank God you didn't get him a puppy.
Hey, everybody, Mr. Lucky's home.
Hey, looks like Mr. Lucky's going to end up with Mr. Hernia. What do you got there?
Why Mr. Lucky?
Mr. Lucky, because I have probably the finest musical instrument on earth.
Funny, that looks like an accordion.
It is. I had to get to music class real early so no one else would get it. Isn't she a beaut?
Yeah, makes me want to poke my brains out.
Honey, I didn't know you liked the accordion so much.
Oh, big fan, big fan.
Yeah, well, me too, Jonathan. You know, you can play all sorts of neat songs on this, like, A Lady of Spain, I adore you.
When I was in Barcelona, Carlos used to sing me that song. Who would have thought he'd become king?
Mother, the only king you ever dated was Leon Gold, the bedspread king.
Practice. I'm just dying to jump on this baby.
All right, buddy. Hit it hard. Hit it hard.
Tony, maybe someday Jonathan and I could play a concert together. He on the accordion, me on my cello.
This house is not big enough.
Well, my day was a total embarrassment. How was yours?
Well, what happened? What happened?
Jonathan got stuck with the accordion and everybody at school made fun of him. He was so upset, he threw up on the music teacher.
Oh, my baby. He's always had a nervous stomach. I better go talk to him.
Okay. Take an apron.
Hey, wait for me. Wait for me. This'll cheer him up. I'll give him the glove.
Good thinking.
Okay. Oh, poor little fella. I feel sorry for him.
Well, Mother, do you want to come with us?
No, too depressing.
Can we come in?
Phew, this sucker's big, but then there's all the more to love.
Sweetheart, you don't need to do this. We know what happened in school today.
Everything?
Yeah, can I get you an antacid?
I hate this thing. It's totally uncool.
Well, hey, Jonathan, you know what's cool? I'll tell you what's cool. Baseball's cool, huh?
I got cut from the team.
Well, baseball's not that cool, you know.
Well, honey, I'm sure a lot of kids got cut.
No, I was the only one. But then I went to try out for the band, and look what I got stuck with.
Well, sweetheart, you know, there's more to life than sports and music and acceptance by your peers and feeling good about yourself. There's, a mother's love.
But, Mom, I want to belong. I mean, I've got to belong to something besides you.
Well, hey, Jonathan, look, you want to be in that band? Then we make that accordion thing work. I mean, hey, you got lemons, you make lemonade.
That's right, Tony. And you know what else? Sometimes you might even find a little lump of sugar on the bottom of the glass.
Yeah, sure. Listen, I got a buddy, my best friend, Bobby Guvinelli. You heard me talk about him. He plays the accordion, too. And let me tell you something. When we were young, all the kids made fun of him. But because Bobby was always practicing and squeezing that accordion, he built his biceps up as hard as baseballs, huh? And you know what that did for him?
It made him feel better about himself.
Yeah, that's true. It made him feel better about himself. But it also got those guys to stop laughing and appreciate the accordion more right after he beat the hell out of them.
Oh, forget it. I'm a loser.
Oh, John.
Sweetheart, you are special.
Sell it to someone else. I'd like to be alone now.
All right, okay. Hey, kid, for what it's worth, I think you're a hell of a baseball player. Huh? There you go. What a day that kid had.
My poor baby.
I'm not a baby.
Let's move down the hall.
Okay.
Thank you.
You think there's a sport that requires great hearing?
No, I already checked.
What are we gonna do? I can't stand to see him hurting like this.
All right, don't worry about a thing, Angela. You know, a kid his age, he needs a guy's influence. And I'm just the guy for the job, you know? I'm gonna start an all-out campaign to build up his confidence. When I'm through with him, he's gonna have a sport he's great at. He'll have friends coming out of his ears, and he'll play that accordion brilliantly. Well, 2 out of 3. Come on. And then when you get your opponent laughing like that, you take him down. Oh, hey, Jonathan, I've been thinking. I know how much you like the races.
Yeah, I like them a lot.
All right, buddy, so what do you say Sunday? Jonathan and Tony at Lime Rock Raceway, huh? Sunday, huh? Where the cars meet the stars and your tires are on fire and it treads on your head. Room, be there.
Really? That'd be great.
Have a good time?
Hey, is that your watch?
Where? What is it? The old watch under the couch trick. I should have seen it coming. Oh, you're lightning fast. You got the reflexes of a puma.
Hey, it's all in the hearing.
All right. Oh, I'll get that. Hey, it's my man Bobby.
My friend Tony.
Hey.
Ooh, you really should have that thing lanced.
Jonathan, this is Bobby Groovy Goovy Guvinelli, huh?
Hey, nice house.
You like it, huh?
Yeah.
Hey, you hear from Wino?
Are you kidding me? He was over my house again for dinner.
Nothing changes. Don't give him my address, huh? Oh, it's good to see you, buddy. Jonathan, you want to be great in that school band? You want to have arms that'll rip the seams right out of your shirt? Then let this man here, let this man teach you how to play the squeeze box. Bobby, please, tickle those ivories for us. How does that make you feel? Doesn't that make you just want to play that accordion? What do you think?
Wow, can you teach me to play like that?
Are you kidding, kid? With hands like yours, you're a natural. Hey, before you know it, you'll be a star in one of my recitals.
Hey, did you hear that, huh? Hey, Bobby, you can teach him my favorite. A Lady of Spain, I adore you.
You know, not for nothing, Tony, but I hate that song. It's giving the accordion a bad rap from day one. I refuse to play it or teach it.
Well, Bobby, you know, you're missing out on a real crowd pleaser here. It's a showstopper. You know, I seen it stop shows.
Okay, who's making that god-awfully wonderful sound on my favorite instrument?
Bobby Guvinelli, Mona Robinson.
Ooh, you like the accordion?
Like it. Every time I hear it, I feel like slipping into my lace and silk lederhosen.
Mona celebrates the Oktoberfest all year long.
Well, I gotta be going. Mona, it was a pleasure to meet you. Tony, see you later.
Okay, buddy.
And you, I'll see you tomorrow. Hey, great hands.
He gets them from me. Bob, could you drop me off at the Pulaski home? I want to pick up my concertina.
All right, Bob, see you tomorrow, and watch yourself. Did I handle it? Did I get the guy for you or what, huh? Okay, where were we?
Hey, watch it. You heard Bobby the hand.
Okay, then no hands, body slam.
Whoa.
Angela Bauer, and I'm having a small recital in my home on Tuesday night, and I need to rent 20 chairs. My son, Jonathan, is making his debut. The accordion. Yes, I'm serious. He's only been taking lessons for 2 weeks, but he's very, very good. He's also quite an athlete. He just got a new glove, you know.
I'm sorry. I'm Mrs. Bauer's nurse. May I?
That will be 6 o'clock at 3344 Oak Hills Drive. Yeah, thank you. Goodbye.
Lime Rock Raceway, here we come. Do-da, do-da.
Oh, Tony, Jonathan's going to be so excited. He thought today's race was sold out.
Well, it was. But when I got to that ticket booth, I turned on the old street smarts.
Mm, you pushed, you hustled.
I cried. It worked, too. It worked because the ticket girl felt bad for me. She gave me her seats.
Tony, you are the sweetest, most wonderful man in the whole world.
Talk is cheap. How about a little action, huh?
Yeah, how about a little action, huh?
Hello, Bobby. I was just about to call you. Everything's all set for the recital.
That's great. D'Angelo, thanks again for letting us use your house for the recital.
You bet.
Hey, Tony.
Hey, Bobby. What's happening?
Hey, nice suit. Who died? You, if you keep on insulting my clothes.
Watch it, buddy. Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Hey, Bobby!
Johnny! Ya-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da.
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 Hey, how's the school band going?
Oh, great. I'm getting a solo in Abraham, Martin, and John.
You are? You didn't tell me that.
Oh, sorry. I forgot.
Well, hey, Bobby, what are you doing here? You guys ain't got another lesson today, do you?
No, I got this gig over in Hartford. I'm doing a big bar mitzvah. And I thought my main man, Johnny, would like to come and see me play.
Really? That'd be great. Let's go.
Sweetheart, Tony just got tickets for the races, and he went to a lot of trouble.
At Lime Rock?
Yeah. Hey, we'll have a blast. You know, the roar of the engines, the smell of the pit crew. Oh, well, hey, Jonathan, if you'd rather go to the bar mitzvah, it's okay with me.
Hey, thanks, Tony. Come on, Bobby.
Tony, you okay with that?
Oh, sure, of course, Bob. Hey, car races happen every day. A bar mitzvah happens, well, once every 13 years, right?
Have a Nagila.
Dad, are you still upset about Jonathan dumping you to go to the bar mitzvah with Bobby?
I am not upset about him dumping me. I mean, I want the kid to make new friends and be exposed to other religions and eat gefilte fish. Anyway, it's what I've been saying all along. The kid needs to be more well-rounded.
Hey, everybody!
Hi, guys. So, did you guys have fun?
Oh, yeah. This girl, Debbie, slipped me her number on a matchbook cover. What can I say? Chicks love musicians.
All right. Hey, Bobby, could I speak to you in the kitchen, please?
Sure. Be back in a minute, lady killer.
Lady killer.
Hey, Bobby, great job with Jonathan. You know, he's been squeezing that accordion so much, before you know it, he'll be beating up them kids that were making fun of him, huh?
Hey, that's important to a kid.
Yeah, and we should know, huh? But anyway, look, Bob, I got a little problem. You see, I had this plan to sort of build up his confidence in a lot of different areas, but now all he's doing is spending his time on that accordion.
Yeah, but Tony's got to practice. He's got an important recital coming up.
Yeah, I know about the recital, and that's what I was thinking, you know? Maybe after the recital, we could cut back on his lessons.
Cut back on his lessons?
Cut back on my lessons? You can't do that.
You know, Jonathan, this has nothing to do with you being well-rounded. It's that old accordion bigotry rearing its ugly head.
Accordion bigotry? That's ridiculous.
Then how come you used to make fun of me when I was a kid?
Bobby, I was 8 years old. I made fun of everybody. I called everybody names. Remember? I used to call the triangle player a square.
Come on, admit it, Tony. You thought all accordion players were jerks.
Bobby, I did not.
Admit it.
I did not.
Come on, admit it.
All right, fine. I thought all accordion players were jerks, okay?
So you think I'm a jerk because I play the accordion?
No, John, that's not what I meant. I mean, when I was a kid. And anyway, that was before I heard Lady of Spain played on it, you know?
You know, Jonathan, that's an accordion bigot. He's sweet to your face, but behind your back, he's saying, We don't want them living next door. We don't want that kind marrying our daughter.
Is that true, Tony?
Of course not. Don't listen to this nut job. What are you kidding me? Hey, you wanna propose to Sam? You got my blessing.
Too little, too late. Look, don't bother. And don't bother coming to the recital either. I don't want you anywhere near us.
Oh, wait a minute, Jonathan.
Well, well, well. An accordion play living under your very own roof. There's a certain twisted justice to that.
And if you call right now, you can get everybody's favorite, the Two Fat Polka.
Oh, I lose one for you. She's too fat for me. She's too fat for me. I don't want her. You can't have her. She's too fat.
Can I talk to you for a minute?
Heard you got angry at Tony.
Well, he lied to me. He told me he liked the accordion, but he really doesn't. He's just another closet accordion bigot.
No, he's not.
Then why does he want me to cut back on my lessons?
Because he doesn't want you to limit yourself.
Let's face it, honey. Not many boys your age have a complete collection of Lawrence Welk records.
Oh, now you hate the accordion, too. Bobby was right. This society will never accept us.
Jonathan, I love the accordion, and Tony loves the accordion. But more importantly, Tony loves you. Do you know how much it hurt him when you said you didn't want him to come to your recital?
I hope as much as it hurt when he made fun of my accordion.
Oh, sweetheart. Oh, I'm sorry you're hurt. But you've got to remember that Tony was the one who brought Bobby here in the first place because he wants to make you happy. Now that you're spending so much time with Bobby, I think Tony kind of misses you.
I have to practice, if you don't mind.
This is terrific.
I think this is okay.
I think we've died and gone to music hell.
Jonathan's on next.
Sam, he doesn't want me in there.
Sure he does.
No, he doesn't, Sam. Our relationship has deteriorated to good morning, good evening, and please pass the gefilte fish.
You're really hurt, aren't you?
No, Sam, I'm not hurt. I'm stupid. I should have expected this. I mean, you teach a kid everything you know about being a guy, and then he bars you from his accordion recital. It's the same old story.
Dad, as a former kid, let me just tell you. Sometimes kids say things they don't mean, or they mean things they don't say, or they say things they mean, but then they take it back because they realize it was really too mean.
What do you mean?
This is a big day for Jonathan, and even though he may not admit it, I think he wants you out there.
Sam, he doesn't.
He's on, Dad.
Thank you, Amethyst. And now, ladies and gentlemen, a special treat. I am honored and proud to present my friend, my student, my main man, Mr. Johnny B.
Ladies and gentlemen, I can't continue with this song.
See, Sam, I told you I shouldn't have come in here.
I'd like to try something a little different. This is for my main man.
Oh, his main man.
Ha ha ha!
anything be nerdier than this?
Thank you.